Teacher training in conflict situations, Karen State, Burma. The right to education is often violated in conflict situations, particularly for minority groups. This is happening in Burma, Myanmar, where many indigenous groups are struggling to end the military junta's oppression and to gain self-determination in their regions. The Karen is one such group fighting for autonomy in Karen State, southeast Burma. More than 50 years of violent military oppression has forced many Karen to flee to refugee camps in neighboring Thailand. Life in these camps is difficult, but there is government and NGO support for basic healthcare and education needs. This is not yet the case back in Karen State. The Karen see education as central to their physical and cultural survival. So the Karen Teacher Working Group, KTWG, was set up in 1997. It actively promotes Karen education in Karen State. It has helped fund more than 1,000 Karen-controlled schools, as well as the teachers and students in the state. KTWG also established a program to train mobile teacher trainers to give local teachers some support. In 2004, KTWG established the Karen Teacher Training College, KTTC, on the Burma side of the border. It is the first and only institution of its kind in Burma, providing a Karen-designed, culturally relevant, two-year initial teacher training program for teachers who will teach in Karen State and training for mobile teacher trainers. Despite working in a challenging conflict situation, KTTC has managed to increase its intake of students each year. It has a strong network of support from within and outside the local community. KTTC and the Mobile Teacher Training Program are innovative and community-led education initiatives. They offer potential, practical models, not just for the Karen people, but for other groups worldwide who are struggling for social and educational autonomy. On the 1st of June 2007, KTTC celebrated the new school year with an opening ceremony. This brought together many of the members of its support network. This article presents some of their views about KTTC and education in Karen State. It also shows that all elements of the education program are connected and supporting each other. There are quotes from various people that follows. From the education leader, Mutral District, Karen State. DG Jr., I am the education leader in this area, working with the teachers and the community. I approve of the KTTC program because we need more skilled teachers. The relationships here between different members of the community are very good. We see KTTC as a strength for our community, because when the students finish, they will share this work with the people, and when the people have education, there will be stronger leadership. From KTTC teacher, Law Sewa, I am a teacher of Karen history and language. I spent 31 years in a refugee camp in Thailand. I didn't want to live there. I was determined to live and teach in Karen State. When I came back here, I felt very well. I hope this place will improve and help the students improve their teaching methods and classroom management. From La Mi Hutu, a second-year KTTC student. I am 19. I was living in a refugee camp in Thailand, and I didn't like to learn there. I came to KTTC because it is in Karen State. I wanted to come and help my state to learn to be a good teacher and leader. I want to teach English. There are no computers for trainee teachers in the refugee camp, but there are here. When I finish, I will go to teach in my family's home district. From Somwa, a battalion leader, Karen National Defense Organization. We take responsibility for the security of the community here and protect them from the enemy. There are so many kinds of needs in Karen State, for food, for security and education for the Karen people. I am happy that there are such students as in KTTC here for the future and to take responsibility for the country. From Mukh Thi, a mobile teacher trainer. If we have a good opportunity, we give 2 to 3 days of training, but it depends on the Burmese army activity. We call teachers from the schools close by and 2 to 3 come together in one place. We advise them, share ideas about how to teach students and how to learn. We also take them news about their area, school news, and about Burmese army activity in the area. From Mesa, another mobile teacher trainer. When we go to the schools, we have to face Burmese army and local militia activity. They want to catch us and stop our work. When we give training, suddenly the army will come to stop us. even though we didn't do anything but come in peace to teach our own Karen language. From Le Htu, a KTWG coordinator, at KTTC, we teach participatory methods like group working. In other areas of Burma, teaching is rote learning, but we teach critical thinking for reading and writing. The education system is getting better. In Karen State now, the teachers get more training and more people are in school. Even when schools have to shut for months, they are getting restated again. When we started KTTC, we just had 22 students. This year, we have 35 first-year students. From Scott O'Brien, another KTWG coordinator, although a lot of villages are fleeing from the army 3 to 4 times a month, still, one of the first things to be opened up again is the school, even if it's under a tree. So here's a huge commitment and connection with survival, development and education. We definitely need more financial support for our assistance program for schools in Karen State. But besides that, we're looking at how to improve the quality of education provided in our teacher training programs. We're looking to help transform the Karen education system to make it more reflective of Karen culture by maintaining academic integrity, but also looking at how schools can really support community needs. We're also trying to build networks among Burma's other indigenous groups. From Esther Thien, a mobile teacher trainer student. I am in my first year of training to be a mobile teacher trainer. I also attended KTTC for 2 years. Many teachers in Karen State don't know how to teach. I want to be a mobile teacher trainer because I want to help the teachers in Karen State. From James Thomas, another mobile teacher trainer student. In most of Burma, teachers are only using teacher-centered methods, but in Karen State, the teaching methods are very good, so students want to attend the school. They don't leave the school. Instead of using punishment, if students are not concentrating, we will all stand and start a role play and maybe go outside and play and also ask questions about the topics. We try to make different activities to interest the students. This article was compiled by KTWG, KTTC and Ian Kaplan. Contact KTWG by email at ktwghq@hotmail.com or via EENET's postal address. Visit their website at www.ktwg.org.